Thank you very much.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
It's wonderful if you can give your life to Christ.
Kumnandi kuyisimanga uma unikele impilo yakho kuChrist.
Basha, yabona kaningana sakhuzwa kuleli viki.
Now young people, we have been
Kodatina siyaqonda futhi mina enhlizweni yami ngithi hawu siyanqolela.
We've been stopped from making noise many times this week, but I understand and I say I forgive you.
Ngani?
Why?
Kwabasikhuli ngokufana.
Because we don't all grow up the same.
Asikhuli ngokufana.
We don't grow up the same.
Thina sikhule ekhaya.
We come from a home.
Sifundiswa ukuthi etafulweni awukhulumi uyingane.
And we were taught that at a table, a child doesn't speak.
Mawuthi ufuna into ngithi ngiyacela ngikhuluma kanye nje. Ngicela umzali.
And if you needed something, you have to say please.
Suka sibancane. Suka sibancane safundisa ukuthi ukuhlonipha kuyini. Kakhulu mawuhlangana nabanye.
And we were taught from young age as to what is it and how one must respect, especially if you are among other people.
Safundisa ukuthi etafuleni kuhlalwa kanjani, kudliwa kanjani.
And we were taught how to sit at the dinner table and how you must eat.
Noma siye enkonzweni. Nathi safundisa ingane zethu, sahlala la phambili ngengane zethu lezi encane.
And when we go to the service, we were taught as well how to sit. We even taught our children and we sit in front with them.
Lokho abazali basifundisa thina. Sesiyakuthatha sikufundisa ingane zethu.
That which our parents taught us, we are now taking it over and teaching our children.
Yini ukuthi ngihlala phambili ngengane zami?
Why do I sit in front with my children?
Baba bonke abantu babuko do phambili hlala sibanibani. Uhlala ziphi ingane?
Because everyone looks and sees which children sit in front.
That's why mawukhona umsini, umsilo uvala ukuqamba uvalwe lapha emuva.
And have you noticed that when there's noise, the noise starts from the back, not in front? From small, we were taught that at the service, you must respect, and we also taught our children the same. And we were able to teach our children and say, if you are a believer, this is how you must dress. Let my daughters come to the front, then you can see. Can you see how they dress?
Okay, I'm sad. But then yabona ukuthi bantabam abasha musana ukhula nithi kunje nikubona umhlabu wenzayo uTV wenzani khulani umuntu ukhule esontweni la ifunda khona inhlonipho nokwenza izinto.
Now children, don't look at the TV and learn all the filthy things the world is doing. Learn from the church and see how things are done.
Yabona ebandleni kuyavela kuyaganga kwezinye ikhati kodwa la nikubonile ukuthi kuhamba kanjani. Thathani uma nithatha ukuncane hambani kwenze. Unkulunkulu manike umndeni fundisani ingane zenu inhlonipho ukuthi noma baye enkonzweni bakwazi ukuhlala kahle. That's why ngithi ngiyanqolela. Ngiyanqolela anasono ngaleyo ndlela ngoba abazali yasola abanifundisanga kahle.
Yes, sometimes in churches people do their own thing, but you must learn the good things that you've seen while you are here and go and practice them. And if God blesses you with children, go and teach them the same. That's why I say I forgive you, because maybe your parents did not teach you well.
Yabona ivangeli iqale ekhaya. Nizwile ukuba mfundisi waqale ekhaya kubo wabafundisa ukuthi uphathwa kanjani, kuhlalwa kanjani nabantsundu. Kwaqale yena ekhaya.
The gospel must start at home, as you've heard how Reverend Stegan started, that he went and preached the gospel at home and taught them how can one live together with the other people of different nations.
Yabona umsindo ukhona nje ngoba la enhlizweni khona umsindo awukho ukuthula.
Are you making noise because it's noisy in your own heart? There's no peace.
Umuntu mayehlangana nalo Jesu umsizayo umkhululayo umuntu ngiyakutshela lokho kuphakathi enhlizweni kobe thula tu ngenxa kwathi uJesu khona.
When you meet up with this Jesus who sets a person free and gives him peace, I assure you, even in your heart, there'll be peace because the Lord is in your heart.
Safundisa ingane zethu, yabona ke ekhaya makhona ubaba noma ngiyathula, awukho umsindo. Usenkonzweni kuyathulwa, eklasini kuyathulwa. Ngathi mina ngaye kothisha, ngathi wethisha, makungane yami yangihlupa aningibizeni mina. Angiyisabi ke ingane yami. Angiyisabi. But bizani mina ngizoyilungisa le ngane yami ayiganga.
And we taught our children how they must behave in church, that they must be quiet. Even in the class, they must be quiet. I even went to the teachers and I told them, if my child makes noise at the school, you must tell me, I will correct it.
Yabonake ukuthi njengomzali akululo mbe umzali akuyona into encane futhi ayona umdlalo kodwa umzali ube na responsibility now ngeke uyiphuphe lelo responsibility inkulu kabi ngoba uNkulunkulu ukunika umphefumulo.
It's not an easy thing to be a parent because God gives you a high responsibility which is not easy.
Zinyikhathi ingane zikuthela ihlazo. Njengomzali uthe ngizoqashapha ngizoyapi ngenxa yengane yami aniyazi nini ingane lowe basho mhlawumbe aningakaboni uma wena ekhala mhlawumbe senambona kodwa ngikushoyo uyabona lawanyembezi lezo nyembezi uzoyilanda one day uzoyilanda noma kanjani.
Because sometimes as a parent, you can be ashamed of the things that your children are doing. Now, you as young people, you don't understand. Maybe you've never seen your mother crying because of you. Maybe you have. But those tears, one day you'll have to account for them.
Kodwa kunjani, kumnandi kanjani. Mawuthi uyakhulisa ingane yakho, ukuthi ayisabi uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu abuya ngena enhlizweni njengomzali ubona uthi hawo ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu angisadingi ukukhuluma sekukhuluma uNkulunkulu manje.
But how wonderful it is when you teach your child to walk in the fear of the Lord, and one day you notice that the Lord has come into that child's heart, and now you don't need to speak anymore. It's the Lord who speaks to your child.
Yabona, that's why uNkulunkulu uyanifuna. I think uNkulunkulu umfundisa nini sengacabani cabangane kancane nje uthi uNkulunkulu wakuletha la yena wakusiza ukuthi uze ngapha naye ufuna ukuthi akwakhe ube nomuzi umbusisekile kaNkulunkulu.
And that's why the Lord is teaching you. It's him teaching you, not us, so that he can make you to be a man tomorrow, that you yourself can have your own household.
Umnandi ingane izofika ithi baba ngicela ukukhuluma nawe.
It's wonderful when a child come and say, father, can I speak to you?
Baba uNkulunkulu ungibizile emsebenzini wakhe.
And the child says, father, the Lord has called me into his work.
Akunandaba ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza kanjani.
It doesn't matter how the Lord works.
uNkulunkulu akayanga kuJakobe wathi Jakobe ngiyayifuna ingane yakho uJoseph.
The Lord didn't go to Jacob and say, Jacob, can I please have your son Joseph?
Akahlalanga phansi no Jacob, wathi we Jacob asihlale sixoxe manje Jacob. Yabona kungabe ebhlungu Jacob. Yangiyazi ukuthi ingane yakho uyayithanda nani. Asivumelane.
The Lord didn't go and sit down with Jacob and try and reason with him and said, please, I know you love your child, but can you please give your child to me?
uNkulunkulu akamtshelanga lutho.
But God did not tell Jacob anything.
Ingane yahlule ukukhuluma nomzali.
That child couldn't speak to his parents.
uNkulunkulu wayithatha ngendlela ebuhlungu ngizosho ngokubuntu.
And humanly speaking, God took Joseph in a very painful way.
Cisho wafa umzali.
And the father nearly died.
But uNkulunkulu akafikanga wathi awu Joseph awu Jacob angumahlupheke Jacob akolu akamtshela lutho wahlupheka iminyaka uJacob cabangani.
And God didn't come to Jacob and say, well, don't worry, one day things will be fine. And Jacob had to suffer for years.
He suffered and he suffered and a lot of pain. But God never excused it. And he said, oh, poor Jacob. Let me rather go and visit him. Let me tell him what's going to happen to his poor son.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu akazamanga ukuthi aye kweyo mduduza athi awubandla uJosefa ake ngiyokhuluma nawe uJakobe ngendodana yakhe.
Manje uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nengane yakho.
Now God speaks
to
your child.
God speaks to your child. Who are you to tell God how to work in your child's life?
Wena ubani ukuthi ungakwazi ukutshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi asebenze kanjani enganeni yakho?
To prescribe to God how things must go. You want to lose your child? Do it your way. You want to win your child? Do it Jacob's way. God never excused himself to Jacob. But he said, I want this child. I have need of this child. And Jacob had to bow. He had no time to bless his child and say, God bless you, my child. Go well, whatever you... there was no even. But at the end of his life, and that's where I'm going to, Jacob had a blessing for each child. And he told each child what will happen.
Ayibusisa ingane yakhe ukuthi awuhamba kahle ingane yami kodwa ekugcineni waba nalo uThubu Jacob lokuthi abusise leyo naleyo ngane asho ukuthi kuzowenzalani kuyona.
God had chosen Joseph.
Nkulunkulu emkhethile uJoseph.
It wasn't easy for him.
Kwangelula kuyena.
When God called me and he called my sister, I've got only one sister at home. He never went to our parents. He came to us. He came to us. And he said, I want you. And when my sister left home, my mother cried. It was difficult for my mom. That was the only child, only daughter. And you know, mothers love their daughters. I don't know why. I honestly why. Mothers love their daughters. Maybe it's creation.
But
daughters can't do anything wrong in their mother's sight because they are so special. That's why maybe mothers, lalelana, the mothers, ingane mayisencane indodakazi. Awu shem. Usemenza ulady, yabaza ama lady. Ha? Ehhe. Umama, awu. Ingane isencane. Ey, angazi ke. Ungcono ngikhuze.
Maybe that's.
But isencane. Awu mama usemenza ulady shame. Ey, ayi uyamfisela yonke into enhle lady yakhe. Noma ehamba bona usemncane amabela akakaveli nokuvela. But how shame
maybe that's why the mothers from when their daughters are still very small, they already treat them like ladies, they treat them special, and they yet so small they don't know anything.
But
yet. I want to tell you a secret.
Maybe
from small, you can be able to see a person, what that person will be. You can see if that person is a lady of God, if there is something like that. But these mothers look after their daughters, make them these ladies from small, God, and sin come from there.
Ingane, noma yentombazana emazi uNkulunkulu, khona umahluko omkhulu kabi. Ningakukhohlisi. Ningakukhohlisi, umuntu uyabona thina abadala, sikhathi siyabuka, sithi okay. Hayi lady ke lo, hayi intombazane ke lo. Hayi lady ke, lady. Nyazi ama lady. Ha? That's why ngoka ningidele ngoka ngayo.
But we all people, we are able to see from small what that child is made of, whether it be a lady or just a girl. We can discern.
Ungafunzi ingane yakho ibe ilady, uzofunza isono ngiyantshela.
Don't make your daughter to be that lady because you're going to be feeding her sin.
Mawungaqondi wena umzali ukuthi ilady, mhlawumbe uzofika ngizoxoxela ukuthi ngokubona kwami uyini ilady.
If you as a parent don't understand, you can't discern.
Ngibuka uTV kwaba mina abazali abanifundisa kanjalo. Nibuka uTV, ha? Ngibuka uTV, nibona kodgoka kanjani, i-makeup kanjani, uTV umzali wenu.
But you maybe watch TV and you learn from TV. You don't have parents who teach you, but the TV is what teaches you what to do.
TV umzali wenu ngoba ngiyamuzwa lo mamzali ngiyamuzwa uTV uTV ikhuluma nani ithi xosoloze enhlizweni gquma inhliziyo okay ha ugqoka kanje angqoke nami uhamba kanje angihambe nami
and that TV has become your parent and you obey that TV and you look at everything they do from the way they dress from the way they speak and you follow suit
umuntu ekhala engaka nomuzindlebe zingaka amadola akho angaka kodwa ufuna ufane nelady lo ke TV kanjani
no matter how
ungakhohli ufuna ufane nelady kodwa enothi uyazama akulungi
no matter how ugly that lady you see on TV you want to be like that person and you try and you can't get it right
usathane unthola kanje nibona into nithi into enhle emehlweni enu bayanihahisela usathane wenza kanje uyakuhahisela oh ngifuna kube njenaki ngibona umuntu cishe uperfect nami ngifuna ube perfect ayikho leyo nto ihuka poison kasathane usiyangena kancane egcineni mhlawumbe ukhuluma njengalo uTV present.
And that's how the devil deceives you. Look at these things on TV and you want to do the same. And you learn all the things they do at the end. You also want to speak the same way as the TV presenter. And you see these soccer stars, soccer players with funny hairstyles. And you also taken by those things and you want to copy them.
Umntwana kaNkuluNkulu akahambi ngaleyo ndlela.
That's not the way of the child.
Joseph wabuyisa umbiko kumzali. Wathi wemzali baba abafethu abahambi kahle.
That's why Joseph brought a report about his brothers and said, "Father, my brothers aren't living a right life."
Ongokwami ngisho kanje.
Now, this is how I say it.
Mina ngibona ukuthi abafowabo bebeganga. Bebeganga namantombazane futhi.
I think these boys were naughty and they were fooling around with girls.
Ngoba egcineni uzomuzwa ukuthi umzali wathini kolo umdala emndenini wathini kuyena.
Because at the end you will hear what did the father say to the oldest one.
Ileso sono abantu abasha ileso sono uSathane aniphethe ngayo. Anpete nga, adlala ngani. Umshado, umuhle lo, umubi lo. Unpete nga lokho, udlala ngani uSathane.
Because that is that sin that the devil is playing around with you with. You look at different girls and you say, this one is beautiful, this one is ugly, and the devil just plays around with you.
Isono, ite eskashane. Into esikhashane kwathi uzolahla impilo yakho ngof into yesikhashane nje nje isikhathi uzoyilahla yonke impilo yakho ayi angiboni ukuthi ingqondo ikhona.
And are you prepared to lose your life just for sin, something that is just temporary?
Namhlanje ngikhuzile ingane ihamba la. Ngiyathemba ukuthi leyo ngane yangizwa manje ngishumela ngawe la. Mawungaphenduki mntanami, mawungaphenduki ngiyakutshela. Ngoba ngikhuzile. Ngathi ungahambi kanje, ungagqoki kanje, ungahahele bafana. Kade wezwe inkonzo uyaqhubeka. Ngamkhuza.
Today
uzwile, akeka mazwi maNkulunkulu esiqinile, akeka mazwi amshiye.
Today I reprimanded a child and I said, how can you do these things after you've heard services for so long? You mustn't walk like that. You mustn't dress like that. And I hope that person is listening. Why do you take things so lightly? But we hope and trust that the words that you've heard this week are enough and you're going to take them into your ears.
Ungawakhohlwa.
And don't forget.
Noma usuku umekuseni usalela ebedeni cabanga. Thatha umcabango 10 minutes nje ucabango bengizwana enkonzweni. If you do that every day, thatha iBhayibheli. Cabanga. Zwile nina insizwa enithanda ukukhuluma lapho. Wena vele ngiyakhuluma ngiyadelela. Delela ke mfana akusho lutho. Eh wena ufaka ubomvu. Delela. Qhubeka. Ngoba ngifuna ukulalela umuntu omdala. Kodwa ke lunye usuku mawuthi ulele lapha embedeni. Mhlawumbe futhi kuseduze mhlawumbe. Ulele embedeni. Ngiyakutshela. Ngoba udlulela emehlweni akho. Amazwi lawo azodlula la kwena noma uyahayisa azodlula.
You don't want to listen, we speak and you still do your own things.
Bekhona uba ufundisi Duma.
There was a Reverend Duma.
Beshumayela.
He was preaching.
Washumela ngaphela.
And he was
preaching. UNkulunkulu.
And he loved God.
One day yafika insizwa emva kweMtshumayela.
And one day a young man came to him after the service.
Wabafundisi yonke lokho kushoya ngikufuni. Hey, wamdelela nje, wamtshela ekhaleni.
And this boy came and said, "Preacher, I don't want to obey. I don't want to listen what you're saying." And this boy
shoyo angifuni mina leyo mpilo, ngizophila ngempilo yami. Ngizohamba ngithatha intombi zami, uNkulunkulu lo wakho angimdingi.
He spoke very disrespectfully and he said, "I'll carry on with my life of girlfriends. I don't need your God."
Yabona mawukhuluma, awumemezi ukuthi hayi uyasho nje. Baliwe ezulwini uyadelela. Awufuni lutho ngendaba kaNkulunkulu. Ayifuni ngoba ulaleli.
And that what you say, even if you don't speak it out with your mouth, it's written down in heaven because you want nothing to do with God, you don't want to listen.
Ngoba umuntu emhlonipha uNkulunkulu bezothola du alalele.
Because a person who respects God will keep quiet and listen.
Mfundisi, hayi mfundisi lokho kushoyo, hayi wambheka le ngamazi. Kulula kabi ukukhuluma umbhekisa le muntu. Umtshele ekhaleni, bhekisa lena nje.
And that boy spoke straight to his face and said, "I don't want to obey what you're saying, preacher."
Hayi mfundisi wamthethela, wahamba umfana.
And the preacher let that boy go.
Ntambama. Nanga ucingo.
And later that evening, he received a phone call.
Uthi ukhuluma ngale mfundisi Duma awuphuthume la sibhedlele khona ukufunayo.
And the caller said, "Reverend Duma, can you quickly come to the hospital? Someone is looking for you."
Phuthuma kukubi mfundisi.
Come quickly, it's bad.
Mfundisi ubengazi wathatha imoto waqonda esibhedlele.
And Reverend Duma didn't know what's happening, got into his car and rushed to the hospital.
Mangena esibhedlela hleli uqonde ewodini la kwathiwa uya khona.
He got into the hospital and walked into that ward where he had to go.
How? Nansi lensizwe ubemdelela kanje.
And who was there? That young man who was speaking to him disrespectfully.
Waqonda kuyena.
Went to him. Now that boy was speaking now very softly because he was in pain, he was
hurt.
When you disrespect, you speak loud with a loud voice, carry on. But when you are in pain, you start to speak softly and you can't speak loud anymore.
Ah, what how mfundisi Duma uyangibona yini baba?
And the boy said, Reverend Duma, can you see me now?
Umfundisi kodwa angikuboni kahle insizwa, oba manje ulimelo namabandage. Awungichazele mfana wami.
And he said, well, I can't really recognize you because now you've got bandages, you are hurt. Can you explain to me who you are?
What how mfundisi? Angiboni mina bengikhuluma nawe esontweni.
And he says, can't you see me? I'm that one who was speaking to you in church.
What how mfundisi? Ngithi lapho ngiphuma esontweni, ngiweqa umgwaqo. Istrat. Ngithi yaweqa fika imoto yangishayisa.
He says, Reverend, as I walked out of the church, when I was crossing the street, a vehicle came and knocked me down.
Awuthi wemfundisi, cisho cisho, ngiyafa ba.
He said, Reverend, I'm dying.
Sizo baba ungithandazela baba.
Please pray with me, Father.
Baba ngiyakudinga, ngiyamdinga uNkulunkulu.
I need you, I need
God. UNkulunkulu ngangithethela la yini baba.
Can God forgive me?
Yabona indoda kaNkulunkulu wamphendula wathi.
And this man of God answered this boy and said,
mfana wami wangidelela ngijalo wamdelela uNkulunkulu.
He said, my boy, you disrespected me, you disrespected God. And you spoke like this and that and you couldn't obey God.
And
Reverend Duma said, okay, now you stand up from that hospital bed and continue and disrespect God.
Penduka umfundisi waphuma wamshiya kanjalo cabangani umphefumulo ofayo cabangani anizwa yini.
And Reverend Duma turned around and left him like that. Just imagine.
Wasuka waphuma laphandle.
He left and he walked out.
Wathiwa engakafika imoto yaphuma umphefumulo yalensizwa.
And before he even got to his car, that boy died. Now you take things lightly.
And
all this that we've heard about Joseph, how respectful he was, how he lived, are we absorbing all that into our hearts?
Ngani ngiyaphinda leli gama bakhona uJoseph uNkulunkulu bafunayo phakathi kwethu.
And I repeat this, there are Joseph whom God is seeking after here amongst us.
Uyabadinga, uyanikhulisa, uyanifundisa ukuthathe, ungakudele, thathe nje awumhloniphe, awukuthathe nje ukufaka enhlizweni ngoba uNkulunkulu uyakudinga.
And God needs those Josephs. Please respect God and obey him because he needs you. I'll read you a story, a scripture. It's a story that maybe of you have heard about it, but the way I'll put it, it's going to be a little bit different. And God did not say that all the Josephs will be preachers. No.
Unkulunkulu wamsebenzisa lensizwa. Wasiza izizwe zonke zomhlaba. Wasebenzisa ukuthi abe umlimi, akwazi ukutshala izinto, abakwazi ukunika abantu ukudla.
And God used this young man. He could help many nations. He was able to be a farmer, plant and grow food for the people.
Angifunde ngisengisi kodwa ngizoyizwa indaba.
So I'll read you this story now.
The Colgate Palm Olive Company is one of the oldest in America.
Colgate Palm Olive,
going back nearly 200 years. So it is an old company. But how did it start? Listen. It was started by a young man called William Colgate. He left home when he was 16 years old. And he had to look for work because at home they didn't have enough to live. His father made a living out of making candles and soap. And so he took all he had, which he put into a small suitcase. That's everything this young William had. You understand about William Colgate?
Yes, William Colgate.
But as he walked along on his way to the city, he met an old neighbor who was a captain of a boat. And the old man spoke to him. And what this old man said to him that day stayed with him all his life. We pray that the words you've heard every day this week, may they stay with you by God's grace. Well, William, where are you going? Asked the boat captain. Now, listen to what William says.
He
says, I don't know. Father is too poor to keep me at home any longer. And my father said, I must rather go look for work. There is not enough at home. You must never say it's impossible. I'm poor. I can't do it. I haven't been educated. That says nothing.
Here at the farm, here at the mission, the one who manages the farm there is none like him.
But he's only got standard 2.
Got no standard 2. Okay.
But there's none that I trust more than this man. And he's a Zulu man. And white people work under him.
And
those whites are educated. They've got 4-year diplomas, but they work under this man who's only got standard 2. It's not what you're educated with. It's what's in your heart. What's in your heart? What makes you? Here was William. I think he was uneducated or very little, but he had to leave home because they were too poor.
Nangu William, obengafundile,
and William says, I must make a living for myself now. That's what William said.
William, what is manje.
William went on to say that he had no skills.
William,
he says, the only thing what I know, what I can make, are candles and soap.
Well
said the old man. Let me pray with you. and give you a little advice.
Lesa ngikunike nje isiluleko esincane.
That advice that you've been getting these days, when you were making right, take it, hold on to it, pray about it.
Leso siluleko busithola kulezi insuku, lapho ubulungisa impilo yakho, bambelela kusona.
And then the old man said, there is a new pathway. And he said, my boy, let's kneel down and we pray together. There, in the city.
What's in front of him? As good as pants, as tenders, as sobabili. But tenders are going to lap it all up.
So, uncle, as fun ube into mpilwen, agugubi, kuhle futhi, siyabadinga. Kodwa umkhulu, uthi guqe phansi. Laqaleko, guqa phansi. Ungasabi, memezela umdali wakho.
We all want to be something in life, which is not bad, but we must all start by kneeling down, cry out to your creator.
And then the old man said, after he had prayed,
wathi
kulomfana, wathi, be a good man. Give your heart to Christ. Give the Lord all that belongs to him. When William arrived in New York, he had trouble finding a job. But he followed the old man's advice. He dedicated himself to Christ. He joined a church. It's good if you get spiritual food. It's good that you read your Bible. Because that's where God speaks to you. That's where he reaches out to you. And so the young man dedicated himself to Christ. The first thing he did, with what he earned, he gave the Lord 10% of it. And then God started blessing his work. And this young man could buy a firm one day. After he had worked and he was faithful, he could buy this company. But all the time, he always gave to God what belonged to him.
We are
so few.
We are so stingy. You can't even share with your friend. And when it comes to God, we don't give him anything.
It didn't take long. And this young man, William, started the Colgate factory. Even today, this very morning, nearly 200 years later, you brush yourself with Colgate toothbrush.
Toothpaste.
And you wash yourself with products made from that young man's factory. You understand? He said, I can't. I've got no skills. I can only do this very... But because he asked God, because he depended upon God, God listened. And this young man one day started the Colgate factory. God keeps you and keeps generations, maybe one day it will be said, that young man, he met God and he started this, or he started that, or he started making cars, and cars will maybe be named after you. We don't know. It's whatever it may be.
Uma nawo uNkulunkulu egcina mhlambi izukulwane nezizukulwane zolandela kuzothi leyo nsizwa leyo ngenxa yakhe kwenze ukuthi nokuthi mhlambi kwazi kwakhiwa imoto eziqanjwa ngegama lakhe sasazi.
Let's get to God's word.
Asiyezwini lenkosi.
Now I've spoken, I've have written many things. I haven't even spoken of that which I wanted to say.
Ngibhale okuningi la angakhulumi nangakho.
But we come to the end of the life of Jacob.
Siza esiphethweni sempilo kaJacob.
And you must listen. We get to the end of his life after they've been living in Egypt for a number of years.
Sifinyele kuphetheni kwempilo yakhe sebephilile eGibhithe iminyaka eminingi.
They made a living in Egypt.
Bephila khona eGibhithe.
Maybe some of them became very rich of these brothers.
Mhlamba abanye balezinsizwa amadodana baba abantu abacebile.
And Jacob called for his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the latter or last days."
UJacob wabiza amadodana akhe wathi, "Buthanani nginitshele okuza kunehlela ezinsukwini ezizayo."
Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken to Israel your father.
Eqoqanani nizwe nina amadodana kaJacobe.
You understand? Jacob called his sons. Like you, God called you these days. God called you. Jacob called his sons and says, "Now, come. Come around me. I'd like to speak to you."
Liyakuzwa yini uNkulunkulu uJacobe owaqoqa amadodana akhe njenganoma uNkulunkulu ebesiqoqile kulezi insuku ethi lalelani ngifuna ukukhuluma nani.
I won't mention every son what Jacob said.
Ngeke ngibale konke akusho kula madodana.
Genesis chapter 49.
Lokhu sikufunda encwadini kaGenesis 49.
Reuben, you are my firstborn. Reuben was the oldest.
Uthi Reuben uyizibulo lami wena. Reuben
was the one when they thrown Joseph into the pit who said to himself, "Let me go. When he's in the pit, I'll come and I'll take him out and I'll take him back home."
Reuben uye lo wathi ngesikhathi bemphonsa emgodini, wathi angihambe ngizothi mase behambile ngibuye ngakusasa ngimsindise.
And then he says to Reuben, his firstborn, says, "Reuben, but you are unstable and boiling over like water. You shall not excel and have the preeminence of the firstborn."
Uthi kuRuben izibulo lakhe uyachichima njengamanzi ayikuba nabungqongqo.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because you went to your father's bed.
Ngokuba wakhwele embedeni kayihlo.
You defiled it. You've defiled it.
Wawona.
You see?
Yabona?
Reuben defiled his father's bed. He sinned with somebody, which he should never have done. But his father reminded him, said, "Reuben, you remember your deed. You remember how you defiled my bed, which was an honor, which you dishonored."
Reuben wawona umbhede kayise. Uyise wakhuluma naye wathi, "Yabona yini owakwenza. Wathatha ukuhloniphekile okwenza ungahlonipheki."
That's the first thing he mentions. You see, young people, if you sin, and you sin sexually, even if it's only in your mind and in your heart, but if you sin sexually, that thing is a curse.
Waqala ngalokho, niyabona yini bantu abashuma wona ngokwesono sezocansi, noma kusengqondweni yakho kuphela.
That thing is a curse.
You're
going nowhere. Even if the world and Hollywood mentions it and thinks it's a good thing, because that's what you see in the films, what you see on TV. You can divorce, you marry somebody else. That is a curse.
Noma ngabe Hollywood ama movie kuphakamisa kuyashada kuyahlukana wenza lokhu kuyisiqalekiso.
That's not what God had planned.
Akulokho akukhona uNkulunkulu obekuhlelile.
I don't think Joseph was only enticed by Potiphar's wife.
Angibona ukuthi Joseph wagcinwa njengokuheha umka Potiphar.
No.
Cha.
There were many girls, and I believe it, many girls that were looking at him. This woman had just had the guts to go that far.
Ngikholwa ukuthi baningi amantombazane abesifazane ababemlandela ukuthi lo waba nesibindi sokuthi azafuna ukumbamba.
So it wasn't only one person. I don't believe it. Because there are things that you read which maybe would take too long, which would maybe make it clear that there were girls running after him. And
I don't understand how you girls think what's happening in your mind, because you'll find a person, he's got hair that you don't understand how it's like, he's dirty, but you want to follow him. What do you want to gain from such a person?
We are much school and ube telela, ube zenza ukwake, ube ngapasi. Kwato yo tembisi panoi, yo tembisi BMW. Now we are ours BMW. We are fumage.
And you know that this person was not even disrespectful at school. He wasn't even doing well in his academically. But he comes to you, promises you a plane, a BMW, which you don't even know what is it, and you go for it.
So Reuben, don't forget what you did to your father. And he should have made that right and repented of it. Then he says to the other brothers, Simon and Levi. He says, their swords are weapons of violence. And then the father says to his sons, cursed be their anger. Do you know that?
He speaks to them now. Maybe they were so old that they even have grandchildren. But he says, do you remember how you were like? Do you remember your anger? It's cursed.
Yabona ungenza izinto. One day, uzuma phambi kwaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu akhumbuze yonke into yakho. Uyakubona lokho? Cabange le insizwa lezi ubaba wabo ukhuluma nabo egcineni.
You can do things, do what you like, but at the end, the Lord will deal with you for those things. Like these boys, God speaks to them right at the end.
Ujuda, ubaba wakhuluma naye. What the word Judah? The scepter, verse 10, or leadership shall not depart from Judah.
And he spoke to Jude.
Now, when you follow Judah's life,
and if you follow Jude's life, noma ulandele impilo ka
Judah. Judah was the one that said, "Let us sell Joseph."
Uye owathi asimdayise umfowethu uJoseph.
He was the one that suggested that let's get them rid of him like this.
Uye nobeka lombono wathi asimhambise ngalendlela.
He didn't worry about his father. He didn't cry about his father and say, but what will my father say? What will he feel? You hear that? Maybe you have despised the Joseph God has sent in our midst.
You've
despised him all these years. If you're honest in your heart, if you're really honest, you've despised the Joseph God has sent in our midst. With your mouth, you respect and you respect God's servant, whom he chose to send in our midst.
ngomlomo wakho mhlamba uyihloniphi inceku kaNkuluNkulu lo uNkuluNkulu amthume phakathi kwethu.
It's only lip service.
Kodwa lokho
kunendebeniphele. You disregarded it and you despised what God has sent.
Kodwa enhlizweni yakho uyamdelela ubukela phansi othunywe uNkuluNkulu.
That even today when people come and deceive you and talk evil about this Joseph, this man of God, and we said, you so easily believe the lie.
Kakuthi nanamhlanje abantu befika bekutshela inqwaba izinto bekhuluma namanga ngalo Joseph wakhethwe uNkulunkulu uyabakholwa wena.
The one God has chosen, you push aside, you despise, and you take a brother.
Lo uNkulunkulu amthumile wena umphushela eceleni khetha ukulandela umfowabo.
But this man who gave his life, who gave everything, who went through great trials and tribulations, oh no, he's not good enough. There are things wrong. They are wrong because your heart is wrong. That's why God has picked you out.
Kodwa le ndoda yenze ungaka yadabula kokunzima nokobuhlungu. Wena uthi khona ungahambi kahle usho njalo ngoba kuhambi kahle kweyakho inhliziyo uNkulunkulu uzokukhafula.
And so you must read, just read it. If you got a Bible, just read what Jacob said to his sons.
Ubone iBhayibheli okuyifundela ukuthi la uJacob waqhubeka wathini kula madodana.
And he says Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall.
Uthi Josepha uyigatsha entsha ethelayo, igatsha ethela ngasemthonjeni.
He was planted by the water. There was something of heaven that was feeding him.
Wayitshalwe ngasemanzini, khona okwezulu okokade kumchelele.
You want to be something, let those waters from heaven feed your soul.
Ufuna ukuba utho, vumela amanzi ezulu kube yiwona odla umphefumulo wakho.
And then it says, skilled archers have bitterly attacked and sorely worried him.
And
the worst of them all, of these archers, were his very own brothers. And one of them was Judah. So when Judah, at the end, when they had to fetch food in Egypt, and they didn't recognize Joseph, Joseph said, go fetch my youngest brother. They brought him. And then at the end, Joseph said, I want my brother to, but he didn't say that to them because they didn't recognize. He says, I want this boy to stay with me.
Wathi uJoseph ngifuna lo mfana lo ukubahlale nami.
And then it was Judah who went and pleaded for this young boy's life.
Kwaba uJuda wahamba eyoncenga, encenga ukuthi kusinde ukuphila kwalomfana.
What about my father? If my father still hears that his youngest son doesn't come back, he will die of grief.
Wathi ngcono kusale mina ngoba uma ubaba eza ukuthi lo mfana omncane akasabuyi uzofa nxa obuhlungu.
You see, in the beginning he was prepared just to despise his father, just to forsake his father.
Kodwa ekuqaleni wayekulungele ukuthi angamdelela ubaba wakhe ambukele phansi.
But in the meantime, God dealt with him also.
Kodwa kambeni kwesikhathi uNkulunkulu wamsebenza.
And he got to the point, and God got him to the point where he says, sir, great man, I can't do this to my father.
Kodwa kwaze kufika la eyakhona ethi mnumzane, angikwazi ukuthi ngenze into enjalo kubaba
wami. What will happen to my poor old father?
Wathi ubaba wami usemdala.
You see, things had changed in his life.
Kwenzakalani
ngene. No wonder Jacob could say, Judah, you're a leader. The scepter won't be taken away from you.
When God, umholi.
uNkulunkulu meqala ukusebenza, uyashintsha. Mina esikoleni benginamahloni, ngihluleke nokukhuluma. Noma ngikhulile, bengihluleke, kodwa uNkulunkulu wangishintsha. Nanamhlanje nginamahloni thina ikhati mangikhuluma ngoba vela ngifundile.
God is able to change a person when he comes to me, to him, even me. When I was still at school, I was such a person who couldn't even speak. And even today, I know I can't speak well because I'm not a learned person.
And he says, but his bow remained strong and steady and rested in the strength that does not fail him.
Now
listen.
Lalelangahle.
For the arms of his hands were made strong and active by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob.
Amandla zandla zakhe aqiniswa ngezandla zomnini mandla kaJakobe.
And he says, the God Almighty will bless you with blessings of heavens above.
UNkulunkulu umnini mandla onke yakukubusisa ngezibusiso zaphezulu.
You hear what Joseph received?
Yes, ukuthi uJoseph watholani.
It's unbelievable.
Akholakali.
When that man Joseph looked back in his life, I think and I believe that he said it was worth it. It was worth it, the pain I had to bear.
Lapho uJoseph ebuke emuva, ngiyakhola ukuthi washo ukuthi konke ukuhlupheka nosize engangena kulo kwakunganele kwakufanele.
Without pain, there is no gain.
Ngaphandle kokuthi kuthole ubuhlungu ayikho.
In our Christian life, we all meet up a lot of pain. But if we are faithful and our hands are placed in those steady hands of above, you'll gain much more than you ever believed.
Uma ekukholeni kwethu sithembekile, izandla zethu ziqinisa umnini mandla onke, siyokwazi ukuthi sime siqine.
Take your hands.
Thatha izandla zakho.
On your knees.
Shone emadolweni.
Place them in your maker.
Zibeke izandla zakho kumdali wakho.
Ask him to take them.
Azithathe.
And trust him.
Umthembe futhi.
That he'll do the best for you.
Ukuba okwenzela okuphambili.
Today we speak of Joseph.
Namhlanje sikhuluma ngoJoseph.
Today we speak as if it was just an easy life.
Namhlanje sikhuluma kube ngazuthi bekuyimpilo elula nje.
But it wasn't easy.
Kodwa kwangelula.
William Colgate
what
you said, I've got no skills. I haven't even been educated to do what I have to do.
Wathi angifundile, angikwazi nokwenza lokho efanele ngikwenze.
But because he asked God.
Kodwa ngenxa ukuthi wacela uNkulunkulu.
The heavenly Father on his knees.
Wacela uBaba
sezulwini. Blessed him.
Esemadolweni uNkulunkulu wambusisa.
And I believe Joseph did the same.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi noJoseph
wenza ufana. On his knees.
Kaningi wayesemadolweni.
Praying to his father.
Khuleka kuyise.
In heaven.
Ubaba osezulwini.
Who made his arms strong.
Okuyena owaqinisa izandla zakhe.
Who held him.
Wambamba.
Who kept him.
Wamgcina.
Many years ago.
Eminyakeni eminingi edlule.
I had a great, great battle that I had to go through. Many times I thought I'll never make it. One day I took my Bible. Because that's where you look for the refuge. That's where you have to look for refuge. Open my Bible. And the Lord spoke to me. What he says, I'll be a wall of fire around you.
Wathi mina ngiyokuba njengodonga lomlilo olukuzungezile.
I said, no, it can't be.
Ngathi cha ngeke kwenzeke.
I closed my Bible.
Vala iBhayibheli.
Not many people try and do that. I've also tried it, but you must listen to God when he tells you to do it.
Abanye abantu bayakwenza ke nami sengakuzama kodwa olalela uNkulunkulu
mathi. Then I opened my Bible again.
Ngalivula futhi iBhayibheli.
And believe me.
Kwenzeka lokhu
mkholweni. I opened it to the same place. The same side, the same chapter, the same verse.
Umangilivula la ubuyela futhi kule ndawo bengivulile sona leso sahluko lona lelo verse.
I said no. It can't be.
God
will be like a wall of fire and I'm so troubled.
UNkulunkulu yoba njengodonga lomlilo ngibe ngihluphe kangaka.
I couldn't sleep.
Bengakwazi ukulala.
Took my Bible again.
Thatha futhi iBhayibheli. Ngathandaza.
I opened my Bible.
Ngalivula iBhayibheli.
Same chapter, same verse.
Naya futhi kuleso sahluko kulelo verse.
And today, till today, I haven't forgotten it.
Kuze kube namhlanje angakukhohlwa.
And so God speaks to us.
He
strengthens us.
Yes,
when we are tempted, which we will be tempted. Take this book.
When
you go back home, make it your best friend. God speaks to you. It's a living word. It's living water. And if you like Joseph, you live and your roots are delved into this living water. God, by His grace, can make a Joseph out of you.
Uba uzenge Joseph impande zakho sigcelile. Kula manzi aphilayo. UNkulunkulu angavusa uJosepha empilweni yakho.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
There's much that we have heard. He who has an ear has heard.
Basha, umunendlebe, fako emgodlini wakho, kukho konke lokho esikuzwile.
If you have an ear to hear, young person, put that into your bag and remember what we have heard.
Umphako lo esinikwa wona.
This is food for the road that we have received. If you are at home, whatever situation you meet up with, remember what you have heard here.
Noma ngabe umdala noma ngabe ungakanani kodwa mangabe ubunendlebe uyosizakala.
If you are old, whatever age you are, if you had an ear to hear, you will be helped.
Ngakho-ke nawe lokho sikuzwile kuhle ukufake emgodlini wakho, ukufake engqondweni yakho ukwetshise.
And that which you have heard, it is good if you take that and you put it into your bosom, if you put it there where you keep your supplies, that it can help you. It will help you in the future. You young people are the generation of tomorrow. Among us are doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers.
Okuzothikusasa uma wena uyizwile lezinkonzo ukwazi ukuthi lesi sikhundla naleso sikhundla ukwazi ukuqhubeka kahle ngoba washunyayezwa wayithola impizwi lenkosi.
That in the future when you become those positions and you get those degrees, you will have been able to take this which you have received here and that it can help you in the future.
Yazi abanye sebebanga umsindo ngoba sebefuna ukuthi sithandaze kanti abanye vele lento eshunyayelwayo abayithandi nje ingakho bebanga umsindo nje lapha emuva.
Some are already making a noise just because they want us to stop.
Beqinisile umalume ubaba la uJustin mayesha ukuthi vele ukuba lapha emuva umuntu usike ehlalela khona ukuthi mangibanga umsindo ngeke ngibonakala kodwa mawuza la emuphambili abawubanga umsindo kusho ukuthi abantu abahlala lapha emuva mase befuna ngempela ukuthi bezwe izwi lenkosi nami nje angihlali lapha emuva ngizala kuze ngizwe kahle.
Mr. Justin was right when he said those who sit at the back, they are the ones that make the noise. If you want to hear the service well, you must sit here in front.
Ushilo ukuthi yanixolela nami ngisho njalo. khona bebesukele nje ukuthi mina ngila nje ukuthi ngodlala ibhola manje sadlalwa ngibhola zolonga ibangela umsini khona futhi abaqhutshwa lo moya kaSatan abakhonza kaSatan abazele nje ukuthi sofika nje siphazamise enkonzweni.
Now here you say maybe I only came here because I wanted to play soccer. Now that we didn't play, I'm going to make a noise. There are those that are also pushed by the spirit of Satan and they want to come here just to disrupt.
Phela la enkonzweni sinabantu abaningi abayinhlobonhlobo abafika la abathi masebela bezosho ukuthi besifikele nje ukuzophazamisa enkonzweni sikhonza kaSatan sebeze bezovuma kusho ukuthi namanje khona ke manje abanifaka umoya ukuthi nikhulume ngisho ukuphuma ngisho ukungena won uSatan omsebenzi sathi sukuma phuma bangomsindo.
There are many people that come here. There are those who come in counseling and say, the devil had sent us, and they are Satanists. They were just there to disrupt. And even you, walking up and down, in and out, you are also being driven by that same spirit.
Ningasala kuze nisizakale ningafani naleyo nsizwa eyadelela uduma emva kwalokho yavelelwa ingozi ayibangisathola ithuba lokulungisa.
We pray for those that even among us just want to make a noise for other people, and that as we have heard about Reverend Duma, that we do not meet up with the same faith that that young man met up with.
Siyabonga kakhulu inkonzo esiyitholile. Ngibona ngathi usheshe kakhulu ukuthi anqamuke kumina bekusemnandi. Kodwa ke ngenxa ukuthi ke sokufuneka siyolala, abanye besale, abanye belungise, sengizothandaza nje ukuze sihlukane.
We are so thankful for the service we could receive. It was as if it was too short. It was still so sweet, it could have continued. But
yababona abanye bagebisa amakhanda sebelele ungathi basese ungathi nje lo moya yabashishizela nje ukuthi lala khona ongeza ukuza inkonzo lo moya kaSathane mubi kabi hayi ngitshele esihogweni akulalwa yeso nasezulwini akulalwa impethu iya umuntu usha njengovosi impethu yakho nayifi. Umuntu uyaphendula ngemfologa akulalwa esihogweni. Mhlawumbe wena uthi hey ungalala la kodwa esihogweni akulala nasezulwini akulala lokho ekhonziwe. Manje ngazi ukuthi ke sophelelaphi ke thina esithi kuthi ukushunyayelwa. Khulunywa ngezi likaNkulunkulu umntalana. Esihogweni ke akukho ukulala ngitshele iqiniso.
I can see there are some that are already falling asleep. Know this, that in hell no one sleeps. In heaven, no one sleeps. In hell, the worm does not die. Neither will you as well.
I stand.
Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu, siyabonga abantu athi besinikizwe ngalezi insuku.
Our God, we thank you for those that brought us the message these days.
Namanje futhi inkosi siyabonga izwi esisitholile nezibonelo esesizwile ngomntwana wakho.
Even today, Lord, we thank you for the message that we received and the examples that we have heard from your child.
Befuna inkosi ukuthi uqoqeke imilo zethu, impilo yethu ukuze ikusasa lethu libe lihle.
So that our ways would be straightened and that our future can prosper.
Befuna ukuthi nathi sikwazi ukufana noJosepha, siphile impilo kaJosepha, sibusiseke ngeimpilo zethu.
That we are able to live a life like Joseph and that our life can be a blessing to people.
Alikho Nkosi icala noma igazi loba sezandleni zabo laba basishumayezile. Ngoba Nkosi lokho kube senhlizweni okubekile enhlizweni zabo basitshelile khona.
And Lord, to those that brought us the message, there will be no blood on their hands because they were able to share with us that which you had put on their hearts.
ukuthi siyakwenza yini siyamlalela uNkulunkulu ukuthi sihambe sivumile izono zethu sishile imthwalo yethu siguqukile sifike emakhaya besibone ukuthi sishintshile sesiphila impilo ethokozisa wena.
And Lord, it is up to us whether we have remained behind, whether we have unburdened ourselves, so that when we get home, that people are able to see that we have come to you. That we bring joy to our parents, to our teachers, to our neighbors, there where we go, Lord, that it will be said, oh, it is great that has happened to these people at the services. That our nation might be blessed through our lives. That we can see that each and every one lives a life, Lord, that pleases you.
Amen.
Amen.
Njengamanje sesizokwenza kanjena kabadala bethu sesizocela ukuthi basukume kodwa makukhona okusenhlizweni zabo nabe ngingibabone besala akusho ukuthi bengephuma makukhona besale mabelungise nabasha makukhona uNkulunkulu abathintile kukho besala. Nababona-ke laba bengabe bengalalele yibo laba basukuma kuqala. Laba nje abasukuma kuqala kungakashiyo ukuthi sukumani, laba kade bebanga umsindo-ke laba. Laba nibabona nje besukuma nje manje laba kade bengalalele-ke. Yingakho-ke sebesukume kuqala kungakashiyo ukuthi abasukume. Kuyakhanya nje ukuthi hhayi bebengalalele bona. Kusho ukuthi-ke angazi noma basekhona nabazosiculisa la abadala bethu nangu nampa beza bezosiculisa. Eyi bake bacula la kwaba sengathi impela yeyi kube mnandi kumina. Kwaba ngathi ngabe se umuntu usele ekhaya ezulwini.
When we sang here once, it was so beautiful for me. It was as if we were at home in heaven already.